Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Pam Jardine. In this episode, we share who's behind the public art scene in Kirkland, how you can join the Currently Kirkland team, and we introduce Trail Tales. And we'll leave you with resolutions for the new year. One of Kirkland's distinct community features is its public art. One group that is instrumental in growing the arts, culture, and heritage scene in the city is the Cultural Arts Commission. Important to the Commission's mission is art acquisition and strategic arts planning. Don Laurent, the Commission's chair, shares some exciting accomplishments and future goals.
We recently opened Park Lane Sculpture Gallery, and that highlights six artists that are local Washington artists. The artwork is for sale, and it will rotate once a year. We knew Park Lane was going to be improved, and so we thought, well, the art will add such a nice festival atmosphere. The plinths that we designed are also benches, so it allows people to sit and look at the artwork and enjoy Park Lane. So it's a nice exposure for these artists.
New to the city's public art collection is the 17-foot-tall bronze sculpture, The Crane in Its Vigilance, that now stands guard outside of the Kirkland Justice Center, where the police department and municipal court are located.
So we were very happy to have the group here today with Matt Babcock, the artist for Crane in Its Vigilance, and dedicating this beautiful sculpture in front of the Justice Center. The sculpture is 17 feet high, and it's bronze, and it's abstract but symbolic of the crane. And the crane stands as a sentry in front of the Justice Center, so it symbolizes the protection of the citizens and the laws, and it really does reflect the mission of the people who work in the Justice Center.
Local artist Maria Meneses was recently selected as an artist in residence to capture the essence of Kirkland life and beauty in photographs that will be integrated as public art at City Hall, which is about to undergo a remodel. The Arts Commission is currently working with the community on an art integration plan for the Cross Kirkland Corridor.
We really want to hear what the community wants in terms of art on the corridor. And out of these community groups and listening to what people want, we realized that the corridor is already near and dear to people's hearts, and that there's a lot of opportunity for art. We've had a lot of tremendous ideas, wacky ideas too, everything from recreating the Kalakala on the corridor to poetry, music, events, kinetic sculptures. And so there's some basic ideas, which is that art can be more and is more than, let's say, a permanent sculpture. It can also be ephemeral. It can be temporary. It can be active. We can have pop-up art events. And so that's been really important for people to talk about what will art look like. Art makes Kirkland a beautiful place to live and a great place to visit, and we really appreciate all of the support we get from our city and all of the local community with the artwork and the art programs.
You don't have to be an artist to appreciate art, and in Kirkland, there's much art to appreciate. To experience art in Kirkland, download the unique Story app from explorekirkland.com. Art includes more than sculptures, painting, and photography. Performance art, like dance and theater, is an art form as well. And the city is looking for performers who are interested in breaking into show business. Government show business, that is. If you'd like to audition to be a part of the Currently Kirkland team, send an email to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov and share your desire to be on camera and the dream of saying your name, followed by, reporting for Currently Kirkland, back to you. If nature is your form of art, you have plenty of ways to appreciate it, especially if you enjoy walking, biking, and running on any one of the 37 miles of park trails and pathways. And that's not even counting the 5.75 miles on the Cross Kirkland Corridor. We visit one of Kirkland's popular parks in a segment we're introducing as Trail Tales.
My trail tale, I love meeting all the people here who have dogs or the bicyclists. Everybody is so friendly, and it just really gives a sense of community in Kirkland. And I think it's great that we have this area. This is a special gift here in Kirkland.
The gift that Finn Hill resident Barbara and her husband enjoy is Big Finn Hill Park, one of four interconnected parks on Finn Hill. She loves to walk the nearby trails every day.
We live near here, so I come walking here every day. I have two dogs, so my husband and I usually come in the mornings to take walks with them and enjoy all the nature around us. So the dogs love the squirrels and the field mice and love chasing and playing with other dogs. And of course, you know, they enjoy getting biscuits when they're good dogs. I paint a lot, so I actually love looking at all the colors and patterns in nature and out getting the fresh air out here every morning. It just really enlivens me for the whole day. I'm Barbara, and this is Gracie, and this has been our trail tale.
Wake up and instantly just like go out on a run before school, before work. I've grown up Finn Hill, so I'm pretty familiar with the trails. I used to go biking through here, I still do every now and again, but yeah, I just run and bike through trails whenever I can and whenever it's a nice day like this.
Since as long as he can remember, Tony Gomez has been treading the winding twists and turns of this 220-acre wood.
It's probably one of my favorite places to run. It's especially when it's nice like this. It's just really nice just being out in nature and getting to experience it and just seeing all the life out here. It's really different than being out like in the city, and just having this in my backyard is super nice. Hi, my name's Tony Gomez, and this has been my trail tale.
Tony's tale steps aside to make way for a typical Soares family outing. Mel, Jacob, and Teresa on a 2-4-6-wheel adventure.
It's great on a day like today where you get even a little bit of sun and some dry weather. Then we can go out as a family, get our exercise, and have a good time together.
He's getting to know these trails really well.
The Magic Log Ride, the Gap, the pipeline that's like swervy.
And we've also done a little bit of trail maintenance out here.
Because it is so wonderful to be able to come out here after a long day at work and just pound out the miles and sweat and just listen to the birds and forget about everything else.
This has been our trail tale.
If you're looking for your next adventure so that you can share your trail tale, check out the city's Kirkland Maps portal at maps.kirklandwa.gov. Select Maps and Data Sources, then click on Transportation to reveal currently mapped trails. Mike Connor for Currently Kirkland.
Each new year offers new beginnings and likely more resolutions than there are polar bear plungers at this year's annual event. Here's what some plungers had to share with Currently Kirkland.
I want to first have enough guts to do this. It'll all be over the first day.
I'm going to stay out of trouble.
Be a little more sane and stay warm this year.
I'm going to try to cook more at home.
No more sugar, candy. That's my resolution.
Try not to bite off so much to get done, and keep my list a little bit shorter and keep chipping away at the things I want to get done.
Just to try like heck to live within my budget.
Motivate myself to be able to go to college.
Want to see the world, maybe marry this guy, and I think that's, you know, finish up school. I'm going to graduate, so that's exciting.
And I'm going to retire. That's my resolution.
To travel more.
Spend more time outdoors.
My New Year's resolution is to greet each day with enthusiasm.
To just be happy and not stress so much.
2016 is going to be the year of allowing, just allowing life to happen around me and really embracing it.
Happy New Year, Kirkland.
Awesome. Happy New Year.
Wish everyone a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Kirkland.
Happy New Year, Kirkland.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to Kirkland.
Happy New Year, Kirkland!
Happy New Year, Kirkland!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year's!
Happy New Year! Happy 2016!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Thank you for watching. Currently Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips, story ideas, and suggestions to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.